My turn!
That's a no-no.
The history of nasal inhalers. Oh, my. It's due back at the library today. I've got an idea, Kira. Let's take the kids.
What's the library, Tommy?
I don't know. Maybe it's a berry that makes you tell lies.
I think it's a big, beautiful berry that you lie on like a big, soft bed.
I hope not. Once I sat on a blueberry and I still got the mess on my pants.
That'd probably take my grandpa a jillion years to read to us.
Oh, look, Kimmy. There's even a special story time area.
The library's a special place, Chucky. There's books in here that can take you on adventures to any place you want to go. The library's your special ticket to the world. I'm gonna get you your very own library cards.
Did you hear that, guys? Kimmy and me are getting library cards.
What's a library card?
I don't know, but I think it's a ticket to the world, and Kimmy and I are going on lots of adventures with it.
I want the library card.
I want a juice box.
Let's go, kids. Oh, this is so exciting.
We'll meet you back here, Koibito.
May I help you?
I'd like a library card for my son, Chucky, and my daughter, Kimmy.
No problem. You'll just need to fill out this little stack of forms. In ink. Printed. Neatly.
I'm very good at filling out forms. I'm a bureaucrat, you know.
How fascinating. Now, Chucky and Kimmy, there are a number of important library rules. One, you must be very quiet while in the library. Two, there is no food allowed anywhere in the library. And three, all books must be returned to the shelves. Library cards. They're adorable. If they remember the rules. Have a nice day.
And look, kids, this is the children's area. Well, Chucky, remember, that card is your ticket to the world. Hold on to it tight because there's lots of great things in here for you to discover. So go discover, little fella. I almost forgot. I've got to return this book.
Oh, it's so prettiful.
So what do you do with it?
Well, I get to look at all the books, and I get to take some of them home, and I get to use the library potty. It's my ticket to the world.
Sounds like it's your ticket to the potty.
I think it sounds real important, Chucky.
Yeah! Can we go on adventures to the world with you?
Well, first I got to learn the rules.
Who cares about rules?
Don't listen to her, guys. The library lady says the rules are really, really important.
Like the rule at home that we have to sleep till the sun comes up?
Or that we can't put Lil in a diaper pail?
Sort of. But these are special library rules. First I have to be quiet.
I'm always quiet, Chucky.
You're not, Lillian.
I'm too Philip.
I'm not, Lillian.
I'm too Philip.
or not.
And another rule is no food ever again.
No, in the library.
Leo, Leo, hand it over. Shelves. Boy, this is gonna be a lot harder than I thought.
I wonder what happened to Chaz. You children stay here with the nice storyteller.
All right, children. Today's story is called The Eensy Weensy Centipede. Once upon a time, there was an eensy-weensy centipede who decided to crawl all the way up a big tree.
Got it back just in time.
Yes, you did.
What's this? This book is damaged, Mr. Fenster.
Oh, well, that must have happened when Kimmy tipped over the table.
No problem.
Oh, that's a relief.
That's when the Eensy Weensy Centipede met a little whittle cricket.
Guys!
Shh! It's the part with the cricket!
But I lost in my library card. Now the whole world's gone. Just like that.
Don't worry. I'll help you find it.
Yeah, we'll help. We'll have you check it.
Over the leaves and over the children. Stay right there.
Oh, uh-oh. How are we going to get away from him?
My glasses!
I got this one, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice work,
piece of paper.
Come on, guys. Let's find Chucky's card.
Mr. Finster, that's a very, very interesting story. But we have ways of dealing with lawbreakers like you.
But it was an accident. I'm not a criminal. I'm a bureaucrat.
A bureaucrat? Well, bureaucrats do excel at mindless work. Perhaps there is a way we can settle this.
Anything. I just want my library card back.
Chucky, we've looked all over, but we can't find your library card.
But it's my ticket to the world! No!
Party. I'll check it. You guys keep looking.
Right before Chucky lost his card, he was looking through these books. So it must be inside one of them.
What are you guys doing?
Looking for your library card.
Oh, what's the difference? They can't take your library card away if you don't even got one.
Hey, Chucky, there's something on your pants.
That's just the blueberry stick, Kimmy.
No, Chucky, look.
Look, guys, it's my library card.
Yay!
We got to hurry and get those books back on the shelves.
Somehow, these found their way into the book return bin.
Did you all enjoy the story?
Actually.
And look, they've each found a book. Oh, thank you very much. Come on, children. There you are.
Oh, sorry, dear. There was a little problem with the book I returned, but I've taken care of it. I just re-alphabetized the library's card file, balanced their budget, and revised their Dewey Decimal System. Chucky and Kimmy sure did enjoy their new library cards.
It was an excellent idea, Chaz.
Chucky, I don't see the world in here.
Me neither.
Listen there, guys. You just got to keep looking.
Things, don't I?
Since I moved into the retirement home with Lulu, I'm the happiest man alive. I've got a beautiful woman by my side and nothing but free time.
Oh, I wish I could say the same.
About the free time, I got called into work tonight.
Drew, you know I have my power yoga class tonight. Who'll watch Angelica?
No problem.
You can watch it at Uncle Stu's house, Princess, with the babies.
The babies? The babies? The babies!
No more, Tommy!
Quiet, babies! Cynthia P.I.'s coming on soon!
This is fun! But not as fun as that tired home was.
Get the tire.
I'm pretty sure you got to be at least five.
Babies, you know what? You could be tired right now.
We can?
Sure. You're already just like tired peoples. You don't have much hair or teeth. You take lots of naps, eat mushy food, and most important, you don't have jobs.
Well, Angelica's right, you guys. It's time for us to tire.
Yay! Yay!
To Drooling Oaks, babies. Your brand new tired home. Get in.
But this isn't like Grandpa's tired home.
Well, not exactly. But you better get in and retire right now because, later you may be too old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can Dilly stay outside, Angelica? He still got lots of stuff to do before he gets to my age and has to tire.
Yeah. Now remember, you can never, ever come out.
Ever come out?
But Grandpa comes out of his tired home.
To see you, and you're already here. Now relax and start enjoying your tired years, babies.
I know I will. Wow, you wake up one day and suddenly you're tired.
I'm gonna miss playing in mud.
I'm gonna miss eating mud.
Me too. Those were the days.
These is gonna be the days, you guys.
You're right, Tommy.
Now, let's start being tired, peoples!
How do you do that?
I'm not sure.
No crying, no screaming, no stinky diapers, no babies.
She's Cynthia P.I., a world-renowned circus performer and supermodel who solves crimes in her spare time.
Hi, kids. I'm Steve Malone, Senior Junior Vice President of Cynthia Worldwide Marketing. Remember, keep your Cynthia P.I. Dream Sweepstakes ticket closed because you could win an entire truckload of Cynthia Dream merchandise. Truck rental not included.
I know. Let's do some of the fun tired people stuff so Grandpa Grandma was doing.
Yeah, let's litter bug.
And then we need music first, Dust.
I was dancing to my own music.
The only music we got is this farm animals tape.
Well, we'll just dance like my grandpa and grandpa would. If there was cows and piggies.
diamond thief left this very important note. It says...
What? The thief's a cow?
I guess we can't litterbug no more.
I know. Let's play golf.
Yeah, Tubby and Zelika said we can't ever, never come out of that tired home, remember?
Well, Grandpa leaves his tired home to come visit us, so, as long as we visit a baby, it should be okay. We'll go visit Tilly. Hi, Tilly.
Hey there, Joe Boy.
Hi,
Tilly.
All right, that's enough. Let's go.
If I weren't certain the diamond is stashed in...
Five.
21
million.
No, no dancing, no golfing, no making any noise at all.
What else are we supposed to do?
It's reading room time. Read a book. Even babies can't mess that up.
Giant black truck is following me.
It is!
I don't understand how kids can get hooked on such mindless dribble. Ooh, car chase!
I need your help in the kitchen.
Tell me how it ends.
Reading time got boring really fast.
Probably because we can't read.
Hey, look, you guys. My randy-pandy walkity-talkity story time bear. He can read to us.
Yeah, right.
Once upon a time...
I heard this one already.
Yeah, how you change your station?
Let me try it,
try it, Lillian.
Give it.
I'm Randy Panda.
I know who's in that truck. I simply deciphered the license plate's code. It said...
I'm Randy Panda.
It's time for all tired peoples to go to bed and be quiet!
Do you think we should tell Angelica?
Nope. She told us to go to sleep and be quiet.
Your tickets ready, kids, because the dream drawing's coming up soon.
Nap time's over!
I dreamed I took a really fast nap.
Have you babies seen my sweepstakes ticket? It's little, yellow, and it was in my pocket.
Not everywhere.
Whoa, that was close.
There!
And that was our sweepstakes. We'll We'll be right back with the pulse-pounding conclusion of Cynthia P.I.
What? I missed the sweepstakes?
Hi, Angelica.
Back to the home, babies.
Our tired days is over, Angelica.
What are you talking about? You gave us jobs, remember?
Yeah, putting your tiki back together.
Fine! You're not tired anymore. Just leave me alone. You may have ruined the sleepsites, but at least I still got to see the pulse-pounding conclusion.
Being tired sure was fun. But did anybody else miss jumping on the couch?
I know who stole that diamond. And the thief is...
Blaine Schuyler with the weather.
Oops.